This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Whether it's on a Midwest dairy farm or a hog operation in the Carolinas or a big sprawling cattle complex, and I enjoy being out with farmers and ranchers. I do a lot of listening to you, and I hear from all of you the increasing pressure to find more efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do that, producers, by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. You've got that family of lubricants, Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, the Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. They are specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. And to maybe take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders, producers, find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Well, it's good news. The economists are saying that our consumer spending is up. It's a prime driver of the nation's economy, and retail sales this spring were better than expected. This is helping the overall economy for the country grow rapidly. But now, we should note this is happening because you are saving less and you are borrowing more, which is okay if you can keep doing that. From This Week in Agribusiness, now this is what usually happens this time of year. Not always, but usually, the crop condition ratings start to slip along about now, though they haven't slipped much. And we note the condition ratings for Missouri are still rather bleak. A fourth of the corn crop there is poor or very poor. 21% of the soybeans are rated that way. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, despite an ailing dairy economy, they are saying it was the biggest crowd for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in the past 3 years. That official tally for the three-day show last week was more than 42,000, well above the 26,000 last year, more than the 30,000 who attended 2 years ago. Next year, that show that moves around the state will go to Jefferson County, Wisconsin, back to a farm that hosted the show more than 30 years ago. Well, it wasn't just one plane, but two that made emergency landings yesterday afternoon at Kansas City's airport, and they did so less than an hour apart. There were no injuries, as a Delta flight was greeted by emergency rescue crews upon its scheduled landing. Pilots were worried about a fuel leak. And then about 45 minutes later, an Alaska Airlines plane from Dulles Airport in Washington to Los Angeles made a forced landing because of a pressurization issue. As of the first of this month, a bunch of new laws and ordinances took effect around the country following recent actions by the people who write those things. And now, oh my goodness, the folks in Fort Smith, Arkansas must be enjoying their new found freedom. They can now legally dance on Sunday. Dancing was not legal on the Lord's Day in Fort Smith for 65 years. Most people didn't know that, but a resident recently alerted the city director, who introduced a repeal, and the vote to repeal was unanimous. That's the Midwest Digest for Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.